So those are the rules we're playing by. And, you know, I have to get ethics credit for this, I have to give you a whole laundry list of ethical regulations and rules that we're talking about. So those are going to be the ethical regulations that really provide the foundation of everything else that we're going to talk about here today. Utilizing technology in your practice is certainly a great idea for cost-effective purposes, for lifestyle purposes, and for a whole host of reasons. But being mindful of that ethical context that we just walked through is imperative to effectively and efficiently utilizing technology in your practice. So the first area that I think utilizing technology is most heavily discussed is case management. Almost every practitioner that I know, from large firms to solo practitioners, utilizes some form of case management software. Case management software, if you are not familiar, is the software that you're utilizing to track client cases, to store information, to store notes. Sometimes people use that to invoice, to track their time, all sorts of stuff. Some of these case management softwares can be extremely comprehensive in their offerings, and they're constantly becoming more comprehensive in their offerings. But this is the software that you're using for purposes of tracking and monitoring all of your active or inactive. This is how you know it's Friday at 4 p.m. as I say unactive instead of inactive. For managing all of your client-facing projects and communications. So this is really the first tip that I put on here, is that this is really not the time to use new and upcoming cloud management systems. As the former owner of a legal technology company, and as someone that in my primary practice works with technology companies, I will tell you, legal technology is a very hot industry right now. Everyone wants to get into legal technology. I get tons of emails about it every week. And new technologies are great, but for ethical purposes, you don't always want to be the first attorney testing out new or upcoming legal technology solutions, especially cloud management systems, which is what most case management systems are. Cloud management systems are cloud-based systems. In the context of a case management system or really anything else, is a technology that's utilizing a offsite server for storing all of the information or data that may be contained within that particular grouping of information. So when I save things, I'll just use an example from my own life. When I save or take photos on my iPhone, those photos are not actually stored on my phone directly. They are uploaded to my Apple iCloud account, and they sit on Apple servers, and they're just accessible on my device, but they're not actually stored on my device. Now, the benefits of that sort of system are obviously that you can access information and data from really anywhere in the world. It means that it can be significantly easier to migrate between different data systems or to migrate between different devices. So if I have to get a new cell phone, I don't have to go through the hassle of attempting to upload all of my existing data onto my new phone. Instead, I just have to get it connected to my cloud account, and then it will automatically give me access to all of the things that I previously had access to. It decreases server or storage costs for the individual user in terms of the storage that you may have on your particular device, especially for those of you that may be handling really large case files, and has a whole bunch of benefits from an efficiency and effectiveness standpoint. However, if your documentation and your information is not being stored on a server that you control and is being stored on the cloud server system of a third party, then you are certainly opening yourself up to potential issues, which is why I say try not to use new or upcoming cloud management systems or case management systems that are utilizing a cloud storage solution. Find a system with consistency and stability and a history of reliability, and make sure that you've confirmed with whatever case management system or cloud server you're using that there are periodic backups occurring. Just because you're utilizing a cloud system doesn't mean that if something were to happen to your device or to happen to some of that data, that it would automatically appear in your cloud account. There can be a lag time between when that data or information is created and when it's actually stored permanently to the cloud. So being aware of that backup time period, how frequently are backups being made, and what the lag there is, will certainly help you most effectively account for the potential liabilities and risks if anything were to happen to any of that information.